This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
And here we are at hour number three. I'm gonna do my impression of a guy calling a horse race. And it's hour number three. We got Cal behind the glass, and we got Denise. Denise is coming around the corner, and Chris Rodriguez is coming up on the side by one length. Denise is taking two length lead. We got Occasion Okays coming up. Then we're gonna go ahead and talk about Harvey Weinstein.
We
got
down the stretch.
Here comes Harvey Weinstein, the NHL releases agreement, and we've got pop star seeking for infringement, and Rob Kardashian can't pay his child support to Black China. But first, we're going to do case or no case. How does that sound, Cal?
It's fine with me, except that the bettors all just threw down their sheets and rocked away.
Oh, my gosh.
Now it's
I can't
time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, you know, since it's Thanksgiving and we're doing a best of next week for case or for Radio Law Talk, I thought we have to have a Thanksgiving theme like we did the last hour. And so now I'm going to take you to New York City for the annual Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a staple. It's on TV. Everybody's seen it.
Oh, yeah, we put a bunch of balloons up there with some helium, so you can go ahead and watch it and spend money on stuff.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Or as Fred would say, helium.
Let me get my Parmesan cheese I can have with my Marina sauce. All right, hey, here we go.
Right there, breathing in that helium gas. So, a woman from Brighton, Michigan, a divorcee, took her children there to the parade, and there was a problem. A little flaw in the design of Popeye the Sailor's hat meant that rainwater collected inside the brim of the hat, and when they turned the corner, 50 gallons of water dropped on her children and her family. She was, to put it kindly, cold and miffed. One of her children got pneumonia, her name Cassandra. She had to be hospitalized, was sick for a long time, so sick, in fact, that she was held back for a year in school, third grade twice, or as Todd would say, what's wrong with that? Anyway.
I did it twice.
Third grade was the best 4 years of my life.
Exactly. So the former Mrs. Bignell decided she wanted...
I keep getting older, but the chicks stay the same age.
Oh, man. The former Mrs. Bignell decided that she wanted her kids' medical bills to be paid, and her college costs, because her child was held back. So that, would, of course, would mean some kind of legal action, and that means case or no case, and I'll start with you, Ms. Dirks. Well, why not? I mean, Chris Rodriguez started first last time.
One thing I have to say is you've learned not to say, may I start with you, Ms. Dirks.
I just do it. Yes.
You just do it now, because I had no need to.
He just grabs the bull by the horns.
Yeah. Rather than, because every time I say, Denise, may I start, she looks at me and goes,
You may not.
No.
You may not. So I'm like your third grade teacher.
Exactly. So what are your thoughts on that, Mary?
My thoughts are it possibly could be a case. Can she get the college costs? No, she can't. But she can get pain and suffering. She could get the medical expenses if she's suing. But who'd she sue?
She sued the actual Macy's company who sponsored the parade and the sponsor of the Popeye's float, the name of which I do not have.
So she sued two different people.
Yeah, I think it was Macy's was actually...
Macy's and then the Popeye.
Macy's was the primary, and it doesn't say who did the Popeye float.
I'm kind of getting the sense of why she was divorced in the first place. Just saying.
I'm curious, because
some new clothes and so enjoy the rest of the parade.
Denise, the divorce lawyer, looks at you rather quizzically and goes, what?
Oh, anyway. Yeah, if divorcee, that might be just a red flag.
Well, I'm just saying that her husband didn't sue because she didn't have one. That was all I'm saying. This was how it went.
No case.
Yeah. Here's a, what?
No case.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what do you think?
So Denise has gone out on a limb and said,
that is a limb. I'm telling you, I love it. She is like, I think she flips a coin.
All right. So,
a mental coin flip.
No, I actually bat my eyes at you.
So let me.
And depending on how you respond.
It works sometimes.
Let me tell you something here, Cal. All
yeah,
right.
Go.
So
yeah.
So since it's New York, I'm going to go ahead and try to talk in character, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of curious that you happened to point out that it was a divorcee. And I didn't know what that had to do with.
Well, that's
with
why I called her Mrs. Bignell instead of saying the Bignell family. That was all I was doing.
All right. That's curious. All right. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I understand you, Cal, there. Okay. So Popeye spilled some water on the daughter.
Dumped it.
Then she got the pneumonia. And, you know, that's what happened. You know, because I'm trailing Denise by 4 whole points. You know, she's at 85 and I'm at 81. I'm glad that she said no case, because my initial thing was to say no case, but I was going to have to actually say something different, because I was going to have to compete with her. But because she said no case, now I can say what I wanted to say, and I don't lose any points. So it's strategic. I'm using some strategery, and I'm able to go ahead and do no case, Cal. You're making it all up.
And Chris,
no case.
And Chris is scratching his head going, what the heck? All right, Mr. Rodriguez, what are your thoughts? Case or no case?
Well, Todd, I was saying this earlier, when Todd says no case, he is never wrong.
but Chris has also not been here for the last 2 months.
Where Todd has been wrong 9 times in a row.
And I'm probably going to feel so stupid.
Hey.
But I'm going to say it's a case.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that there is a small monetary recovery.
So you don't think she's getting college funds?
I don't think she's getting college funds, but I think she's probably going to get, you know, 10, 15 grand.
I don't
like
see
that.
Them holding somebody back. I mean, hello, homeschool.
There's something else I didn't tell you.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Oh.
This incident happened in 1958, so that may alter your thought on possible damages and so on. It's an old story, but
okay, so not 10 or 15,000, because that would be
would like 10 or 15 bucks.
Yes, right.
Would be what it would be.
Yeah, before inflation.
So you're saying a case and a minor recovery, perhaps the doctor's bills, maybe the hospital stay, which in 1958 would have been $7 a day for
some new clothes.
Thing. Yeah, right. And Todd, the thing that makes you say no case is what?
The thing that makes me say no case is my strategery. and the fact that this feels a bit made up. This feels like a Cal Hunter special.
I think his reasoning really does start with an ST word. Not
hey, guys, don't be so stupid.
Hey. But so you think if she does it, whatever she does, you're going to tie her, therefore everything will be okay.
Absolutely.
Have you heard from Fred yet? I haven't heard from Fred as to whether he thinks this is a case or not.
I've heard nothing from Fred on this case. I'm kind of hoping maybe I get the text message in. I do want to point out that if Mr. Penny does happen to text in based upon previous precedent,
no points.
Seth, he gets no points.
No points. Right.
But
he can't help you.
But
so
I do believe.
Only talk to Cal.
I do believe Fred's mom was a divorcee from Brighton, Michigan.
Oh, that's how bad.
I'm just joking. But I was going to make an age joke and say Fred was the kid in 1954 or whatever that took the water to the
home. I told you her name. It's Cassandra.
Okay.
Yeah, the name.
No, the child was Cassandra.
Yeah, the child's
the
Cassandra.
The divorcee
yeah.
was.
Well, he said the kid,
male.
So it couldn't be Fred. Was my point.
Yeah, names have been changed to protect the innocent.
To protect Fred
and the not so innocent here on this
guilty. All right, we have about a minute left. I'm not going to give you the answer.
Yeah, I know. You're going to make us wait.
I am. Denise, you said no case just because it just didn't sound like it made any sense or what?
No, I said no case because the divorcee, I didn't see any relevance. And now you explain to me what the relevance was because you didn't say the family sued.
Right.
But just the mother sued on behalf of the child.
Yeah.
But I think the mother could have sued on behalf of herself and the children as well. I don't think there's just one lawsuit and one for medical costs. I just feel like it's made up.
Okay.
Did Popeye have a hat?
Yes.
He did?
He did. He had a hat and a can of spinach.
A can of spinach.
And
a pipe
old, like old sailor's
yes,
type
hat. Sailor's
like,
yeah, it's okay. Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah. Yo. That's from my husband.
I am
yo,
what I am.
Yo.
Yeah, exactly.
well, we
can't take no more.
Yeah, no, that's a joke to that, and I'll have to tell you next time we get back here. But we are taking a break. And we want you to stay with us, and we want you to either hashtag case or no case.
In the radio biz, that's called limping.
Or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. This is Radio Law Talk.
I feel like I'm at a rave, Cal. All right. I like this bumper music.
Kind of pick it up a little bit. You know?
That's because you don't drink.
Well, Denise Dirks, please get off the table. Please stop dancing on the table, Denise
Dirks. Oh, my gosh. My grandma used to say, get off the table, Mabel. The porter's for a beer.
Oh, God.
One time she climbs on the table. One time.
One time. The one time. Which, incidentally enough, was right after a cap full of water fell off Popeye and gave her pneumonia.
Yeah, 50 gallons of water.
50 gallons on the brim.
50 gallons of water.
I thought you climbed on roofs.
I do that, too. Okay. I'm like a multiple climber on her.
Denise Dirks, wild person. Cal, let's do a little recap here for those that are just tuning in and wondering what we're blathering on about.
Yes. Annual Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1958, where a woman from Brighton, Michigan, took her kids there to the parade. There was a problem. A flaw in the design of Popeye the Sailor's hat meant that when the float turned a corner, because it was raining or had rained the night before or whatever, rainwater collected inside, dumped 50 gallons of water onto the family. One of them got sick, and a very unhappy Annie Bignell family decided she had to recover her medical expenses. Oh, and by the way, her child's college expenses, because the child was held back a year in school, third grade, twice. So she decided to take some legal action according to the scenario put out here, and that is our case or no case. And Chris Rodriguez says case
and small recovery,
minimal recovery. I had to put that over. Todd Kunin says,
I say this is another Cal Hunter special. He is trying to pull the wool over our eyes and, like, sends through the hourglass, so are the days of Cal's lives.
You're alleging that I would do that?
Yes, I am. Mm. No case.
This is no fun.
All right.
What I said. This is no fun and no case.
By the way, 50 gallons of water.
Yeah.
Just
that's a lot.
50 gallons of water, just a quick calculation here. I'm not changing my answer. But 50 gallons of water would weigh 417 pounds.
Right. And it didn't fall in a cylinder, obviously, because it came out of the brim of a hat. But still.
Well, I'm just wondering if that float.
That blow up
could hold 417 pounds of water and remain inflated.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah.
And nobody weighed it, so I'm sure it was the plaintiff's expert.
Oh, yes.
I estimate.
Yeah, about 45 to 50 gallons.
I'm still sticking with no case.
And they say as much as in a 50-gallon drum, Your Honor.
Right.
I'm sure how that went down.
Right.
Okay, first off, you need to know that this is an actual situation that occurred. There was water that fell out of a hat onto some people in Michigan, and therefore
Some people in Michigan.
People from no.
No, she was from Bristol.
I know, but he just said people in Michigan.
From people who were watching.
I'm going for the technicality.
From people who were watching the parade. Forgive me. So those of you who say it was not a case, would you raise your hands, please? That would be Todd and Denise.
You're right.
So you each get a point as we move forward.
We each get two points.
Wait a second.
Oh, all right, I'll give you
two. You said that it happened.
Yes, but there was no lawsuit.
But he made up the lawsuit.
There was no lawsuit. That was the point. There was no lawsuit.
It's taking all of my self-restraint not to cuss on air, just so you know. Just so you know.
So don't cuss.
Just say Popeye. And by the way, no case next week because we'll be off for the Thanksgiving break. The show will come back after.
I mean, we'll have a
show,
stuff.
But it'll be a best of.
Yeah. Yeah, if Cal had it queued up, it's kind of hard because it's the tagline for the song. I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to play the song Claire de Lune. And kids could be screaming in the background. She was going to play this and just on the piano just to try. She always practicing how to play this. And
give us a little,
and then,
little
and
hit
then,
of it.
And then when people afterwards, after she was done with that, she'd turn on the radio. And I remember there was always, it always seemed like the same song was playing when somebody was crying in the background. And it was that song that went, "Don't cry out loud."
Oh, Melissa Manchester.
This is Claire de Lune.
I just have Claire de Lune, sorry. Yeah, Don't Cry Out Loud by Melissa Manchester. That was a good song.
And what's Claire de Lune?
This song playing?
Just a song.
But what is it called?
Claire de Lune.
Sorry.
I thought this was unforgettable.
No, the name of this song is Clair de Lune.
That's
it's
what
played
you
at the Bellagio, and they have a light show that goes on with it.
Oh, and okay.
And that's why this is also at the end of the first Ocean's 11 movie, where they're watching the light show at the Bellagio while the lights are playing. But that's all anecdotal. Let's talk about something interesting and legal related.
Okay.
Don't cry out loud.
Melissa
Don't cry
Manchester.
Out loud,
Melissa
Chris.
Manchester.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town.
And the
oh,
day
so
that he didn't get points in case you're nervous.
That was every day.
Anyway.
He tried not to swear.
Very popular when I first broke into the radio biz.
I remember back in 2017 when I used to get points in case you're
nervous. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
But that was when you were favored.
And thank you for playing Case or No Case. And those of you who played along at home, thank you as well.
All right.
Remember when Cal used to actually make them so they were cases? Instead of no case every time?
Last time he did.
If you were here frequently, you would know that there are many a case that are presented. It's just today I
will tell you the last five that I have been a part of have been no case. Five in a row.
But don't blame me.
Well, now you know the tell. Now you know I'm picking up on, oh, Rodriguez is here. I'm guessing no case.
that might be the pattern.
Could be it.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about some legal stuff here when we come back from the break. How much time we got, Cal?
Well, you don't have much. We have about 40 seconds
about
or so.
About 40 seconds.
30 seconds.
So here's some topics we're going to cover when we come back. We got Rob Kardashian doesn't want to pay $20,000 a month in child support. Shocker! And then we've also got another lawsuit on the Weinstein front that we want to talk about. And we're going to talk maybe about the New Jersey Supreme Court saying 20,000 DUIs aren't DWIs anymore. But that'll have to be after the break. Don't cry out loud, Chris. We got another 30 minutes.
Can you believe Weinstein opened the door in his robe again?
Again.
Again.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here.
We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Vice President Pence in New Guinea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Talks says that he's seen news reports of CIA claims that Saudi Crown Prince ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. The CIA finding supports efforts from members of Congress who are seeking sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
What I can tell you is what President and I have made clear is that the murder of Jamal Khashoggi was an atrocity. It was also an affront to a free and independent press.
Here in the U.S., the White House is temporarily reinstating access for CNN correspondent Jim Acosta after a U.S. judge ruled they'd been revoked without due process. President Trump commented on that decision.
Decorum. You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
Trump has told his staff to simply walk out if reporters don't use decorum in future news conferences. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny or Todd Kunin, either way. We miss you, Fred. We know you're listening. And this assignment stuff has got to stop. What other assignment could you have that should take precedent over Radio Law Talk? Fred will be back in 2 weeks. We're back. We are off next week for the Thanksgiving weekend holiday. That'll be best of Radio Law Talk. So this is the last half hour you get a Radio Law Talk live for those listening during our live show for the next 2 weeks. And we are going to, I'm going to say that the theme, one of the themes of the topics we are going to cover for the next half hour is the number 20,000. And that's going to be the theme, 20,000. Denise, how does the number 20,000 apply to Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, the mother of his child?
Well, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna have a child together, a little daughter. She's gorgeous, by the way. And they do share the child pretty much evenly. But who makes more money? Well, Rob Kardashian does, because he makes money for keeping up with the Kardashians. He has a sock line, you know, all these different things, right? Yeah, he does. He has a sock line.
He has a sock line?
Yes, he has a sock line.
You mean there are people on this planet who would go out and say, gee, I'm going to buy some Kardashian socks, honestly?
Yeah, and they're quite beautiful socks. They're very
nice. They better be.
If you read his filing, though, it doesn't sound like very many people are buying those socks.
Well, yes, that's true, you know.
The rumor has it, or the allegation has it, that he sold his sock line to his mother. Because it wasn't doing so well because he wasn't paying much attention to it.
So he needs to improve his socks.
So now he doesn't own that anymore. So what does that do? That reduces his income.
It does.
He hasn't been on Keeping Up with the Kardashians this whole entire season. What does that mean?
Hmm.
That means he doesn't have income.
It means he's not keeping up with the Kardashians.
And
that's
he has
right.
to remove his socks life.
That's right.
His socks life.
Come on. Come on.
If he wears his socks before he gets married, is he having premarital socks?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. All right. If he wears socks that smell terrible,
mm-hmm.
is he a socks offender?
Okay. Does he throw a party around Halloween called Pimps and Hosiery?
Oh, nice. Okay, let's put a sock in it and keep going with the
Okay, so he has been ordered to pay $20,000 per month, guys, in child support to Blac Chyna. And you have to know that this is a very volatile relationship. She has a restraining order against him, for example.
Well, children are the product of unprotected socks. So keep going. I apologize.
Todd loved that joke.
A hole in the rubber socks?
Again, I cannot look to my right.
What was
because
that?
Denise is shooting daggers.
A hole in the rubber socks. What is that?
Okay, so go on. So,
unprotected
Denise.
Socks.
Oh, got you. I got you. Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry for the graphic explanation.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
Rob Kardashian says he can't be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians because his reputation's been ruined by Blac Chyna. She's got the restraining order against him. He's being scrutinized by the media because of all of the misconduct that has been actually found. If she got the restraining order, it is now an order, guys. And that, you know, his income has dwindled from $100,000 a month to less than $10,000 a month. Now, the questions here, first of all, in California, which this is a California case, if you have, it's a guideline formula for child support, and it's based upon a couple of factors. It's based upon how much time the parents spend with the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's based upon how much income, gross income, that the parents make, and other factors like union dues and a lot of things, medical expenses, stuff like that. And it's designed to keep the child at the standard of living of the highest earner. So that's really why child support is, that's the policy behind having child support in California. If you want to change it, once it's been set, you have to show a material change of circumstance. And that material change of circumstance can be a reduction in income. It can be getting more time with the child. It could be less time with the child. It could be a lot of different things. But in this case, he's trying to say that he made $1 million salary from the show, but now he's not. He's only getting $50,000 per episode, and he hasn't been in these episodes for Keeping Up with the Kardashian, and he had to sell his sock line because he couldn't keep up with that, and his mother purchased that from him.
And by the way, I just sent you in your email a picture of a pair of Kardashian socks, and you will immediately see why nobody is buying those things. I'm just saying.
Oh,
really? That sounds like something we may want to post.
You may want to just check it
on Twitter, you know.
I mean, they're gross.
I mean, look.
Oh, I see. It's called Soxy Life.
Yeah.
Is that Chloe?
I told you.
I actually like it.
Is that Chloe, though?
I got
to
say
would
something.
Would you wear those to a business meeting? How would you wear those socks?
I have to say something here. I am not a fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But Kris Kardashian has some beautiful children. I'm not gonna lie. I think Kim Kardashian and Khloe, okay, and the other one,
Courtney.
And Kendall.
Good looking,
and Kylie.
Good looking.
I'm surprised
kids.
You people even know about. The only thing I know about the Kardashians is that the dad was one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers, and they put him on because they thought he had good political connections.
Yeah. Well, he was O.J.'s personal attorney
right.
and friend.
Right.
And I remember when the verdict was read, and I was happy that they kind of put this out in the O.J. Simpson movie, or the O.J. Made in America, the show that
came out. Which
was wonderful, by the way.
The look on Kardashian's face when the clerk read not guilty. The look was, you have got to be kidding. That's what it looked like. I cannot believe
True.
This.
Great show, but odd casting for that particular role. David Schwimmer
I know.
Doesn't say Robert Kardashian.
No,
me, but,
no,
you know.
it doesn't. I felt like that show was cast more for people who could imitate
the people that they, too much focus was placed upon people trying to imitate the mannerisms of the characters they were playing as opposed to acting, with the exception of the woman who played Marcia Clark.
She John Travolta, and yes. Of course the guy who played O.J., forget about that, he had nothing. But anyway, yeah. The point is, yeah.
But
that's a criticism, separate story.
Travolta, if we want to make a segue now to others who answer hotel room doors in a robe.
Well, I just want to end.
Go from Travolta to Weinstein, if we want.
I want to end with Rob's seeking to reduce his obligation, and he's actually seeking to have Black China pay him $2,864 a month for child support. So now he's asking for child support for him. China, apparently, she makes $60,000 a month.
Now, let me ask you a question really quickly about child support. Let's say that a couple has 50-50 custody of the child, and one person makes substantially more than the other. It's not unheard of for that individual to still have to pay child support, even though that individual is with the child 50% of the time, right? Now let's say that that person makes substantially more than the other person, but the child is with them 60% of the time. Could the person who makes less money and spends less than 50% of the child still be issued a child support order?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the reason I ask that is because I wouldn't want people defaulting to think in this case, well, if he is seeking that she pay him, then maybe she makes more money than him, or maybe he spends more time with the child than him. He could still have a child support order out there, even though he doesn't see the child 50% of the time, or sees the child more than 50% of the time, but still makes more. So.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Also, the tax dependency. Whoever claims that tax dependent, they could make the same money, have the same amount of time, but they still have to pay, depending on who gets to claim the child for tax purposes.
Now, this is where we're going to segue on the $20,000 figure, because I think we can do this one in the time we have left. $20,000 was the amount of money that Rob Kardashian was seeking to not have to pay Blac Chyna, and $20,000 is also the number of DUI convictions that could be tossed in New Jersey based upon the Supreme Court's ruling, and the reason is that the officer who was in charge of calibrating the breath testing machines may have fraudulently calibrated them, as in not calibrating them at all. He is facing criminal charges for public misconduct. And also, because the machines had not been calibrated, the DUI convictions upon which these tests were based can be tossed because the evidence arguably should not be there.
Right. Now, a lot of things have to be calibrated. We've got the radar guns that have to be calibrated. We've got the timing devices on the red light equipment that has to be calibrated. So calibration is really an important function. And it's basically you have to inspect and you have to make sure that the equipment is working properly, and you have to do it so many times, and you have to lodge that as a public record.
When we come back after the break, I'll talk really quickly about what they do to calibrate a breath test like this. And I also want to address really quickly about the validity or accuracy of these home breath testing machines. You can get keychain machines to see if you're legal to drive, and concerns I think you should have about those. We are headed to the break really quickly.
Maybe Cal can take us out with Kool and the Gang's classic Calibrate.
Calibrate good times.
Calibrate good times. Come on.
Yeah, no.
You can call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
I'm going to watch Socks in the City.
It's a good time, Chris. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Show me the menu.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Calibrate. I don't know if I remember that Radio Law Talk lyric.
I just so excited to
be here. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So speaking of calibration, so we're back here. The New Jersey Supreme Court rules that more than 20,000 DWI convictions could be tossed. Now, I say could be tossed, and here's why. This is gonna require a lot of work on the part of DAs, because everybody who got a DUI is going to come back and want to contest this. And so each case is going to have to be viewed to see if there was other evidence that could be used to support the conviction. I'll give you an example. So in probably every jurisdiction, if you get a DUI, an alcohol-based DUI, and you get that DUI because your blood alcohol level, let's say, was a 0.12, all right? you're going to be charged with two separate counts. One is driving while intoxicated due to alcohol, and the other is driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. Now, both of these count as a valid DUI for purposes of affecting your insurance, for criminal law, for priors. If you are charged with both, even if you plead to both, they will only be counted as one DUI. So it's not like you get two priors because of this. And the reason the law exists like this is because way back in the day when they first did DUI prosecutions, they didn't want to have to deal with these guys saying, well, you know what, I'm a functioning alcoholic. I can be look completely sober and have a blood alcohol level of 0.12. Well, you know, the DUI prosecutions would turn into this thing where you actually had to see what an individual's tolerance level was for alcohol. So jurisdictions went and said, fine, we're going to have two separate laws. One is whether or not you're impaired because of alcohol, and the other is we don't care. If you're 0.08 or higher, you're guilty. I don't care how well you tolerate alcohol. And it works because we've all had those people, you know. I had a friend of mine, two beers, his blood alcohol level guaranteed was never more than a 0.04. There's no way that guy should be driving. Okay. So in this case here, they're going to have to go back and look to see, was there another way that we could prove the DUI even without the faulty test?
The non-calibrated
machine to see if we could still prove that. And if they can't, then that thing's going to be tossed. And here's how they calibrate it. They get this special solution from a lab that is already proven to have a 0.10 solution of alcohol. They run it through the breath testing machine, and if the machine does not read 0.10 after they, you know, convert it to air and blow it in, then they have to adjust it. And these things have to be calibrated once every 2 to 3 weeks, which raises the question about the effectiveness of these personal devices that you get that you've had sitting on your keychain for a year that's been in and out of your purse or your pocket or whatever, and you're out at the club and you blow in it. Oh, it says I'm only a 0.04. I'm good to drive. And you get pulled over and you're a 0.16. I wouldn't trust any of them.
Now, before you folks from New Jersey go and try to challenge your DWIs, just please note that this only affected evidence of breathalyzers from 5 counties. So double-check and see if you're in the county. If you're in the county, you may want to be trying to check into this.
What would you do? You make a motion for a new trial?
Well, right now, I think that because of this, probably on order from the court, the DA's office is probably pulling every case that used the breathalyzers. They have serial numbers on each one of these breathalyzers. So they're pulling every case that used a breathalyzer that had a serial number that might have been subject to non-calibration, and then they're reviewing it to see if they can prove the case otherwise. If they can't, the DA's office will probably file a motion to dismiss. That's similar to what's happening in other jurisdictions.
I think we thought it was breathalyzer tests. But it says that the Jersey court determined that a driver's blood alcohol content was not being properly identified.
That's a breathalyzer test.
That is.
So the way a breathalyzer test works is based upon the particulate matter that's in your when you exhale, they can determine that there's a certain amount of blood in the flaps inside of your lungs, and they calibrate that backwards to say this equates to what your blood alcohol level would be. You can get a blood alcohol level tested by either giving blood and having them test that through a gas chromatograph or through a breathalyzer test.
Got it.
It still converts to what your blood alcohol level
is. Oh, I got it. But now, well, let's say they did the breathalyzer, but they were so impaired that they were taken to the hospital just in case, and they had a blood test. That blood test may be evidence then.
That blood test may be evidence. The other thing that might be evidence is, let's say that the officer could say that I could detect alcohol, you could smell alcohol in this breath, and this person could not pass the field sobriety tests. So remember, there are two different charges. One is driving while impaired due to alcohol, and the other is having a 0.08 or higher, right? So let's say
in many jurisdictions.
It's in all jurisdictions. They have.
Is that federal?
They have the twin. No, it's state, but each state has the twin things they charge. So let's say that the driving at a 0.08 or higher charge is the one that gets tossed, right? You still got the conviction for driving impaired due to alcohol that will stand and stay as part of the DUI. Okay? So you know, as many, I'm guessing from this number that there are 20,000 cases that were affected by this. It seems like a lot. I know that I was a prosecutor in a moderate jurisdiction, a jurisdiction that handled about 12,000 to 15,000 criminal cases a year, and a quarter of those were DUIs. So it's not hard to think in these counties that 20,000 DUIs would maybe be 2 or 3 years worth of DUIs.
So okay.
It's not that long.
All right.
But that's what happened there.
Well, let's talk about the concussion settlement.
Yikes.
I like that one. I think it's...
This is the NHL, which stands for...
National.
Not how I like it or not. So what's up? Well, you keep looking at your watch.
Well, my watch told me to stand. It says it's time to stand. That's why I stood.
Okay.
Yeah, I just follow its instructions blindly.
I'm sitting here looking at this, and to my left... Rodriguez just all of a sudden stands up, and I'm like, is he going to punch me?
I thought he was leaving us.
Does he not like the, so he's wearing one of these smart watches. That, does it tell you to do anything else? I even want to know?
You probably don't.
Well, what if you stood up and had some kind of immediate thrombotic event, you know, would you then sue the watch company?
I could. Yeah? Maybe that'll make its way onto your, one of your phony cases.
I'm saying, I'd make it up. I'm going to make it up.
Your gosh darn phony case.
Stands up and the watch says, change your socks.
Chris seems, Kardashian socks. Chris seems so happy about those cases.
So what happened with the NHL?
So the NHL, I mean, everybody's probably heard about the NFL concussion settlement where... Mm-hmm. The NFL agreed to pay over $1 billion to people who were former players because the theory was that these players had the NFL had withheld information about the dangers of concussions or head injuries, and that's why they reached this settlement. The NHL players, there was about 180 or so players that brought the same type of action, alleging that the NHL had withheld information about head injuries. And it was a much different approach that the NHL took, whereas the NFL just wanted to settle before any real litigation.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL said, you know what, we don't think that these plaintiffs can certify a class. In other words, can just have one trial and adjudicate the rights of all of the members of this class. So we are going to put them to their proof and make them make a motion to certify the class. The judge agreed with the NHL, denied that motion. And so instead of having this massive liability like the NFL, the NHL settled for still a big number. It was $18 million or so.
$18.9 million,
but not billions, obviously.
No.
And so each of those plaintiffs is going to get, you know, some smaller, much smaller amount of money, relatively minor.
Well, we're at the end of the show now. We're in our last minutes. And I just want to say that Paz de la Huerta filed a lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein and alleges rape. And the allegations are so similar, it feels like we've heard it all before. And...
I want to thank our radio stations out there. We got a whole bunch of them, and we only got 30 seconds. KNNR in Reno, KNNT, Battle Mountain, KELY in Ely, Nevada, KSQOOJ in Chico, KTKZ in KRAK. That's all for us here at Radio Law Talk. We'll be back in 2 weeks, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And to those in the armed forces, keep your chin up. We love everything you do.
It's a lovely, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks on Radio Law Talk. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for listening, folks.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.